The general manager of one of the largest public radio stations in the country, WBUR in Boston, resigned today amid allegations of mismanagement. Jane Christo helped create the popular program Car Talk, among other shows, but a public controversy began to grow when she announced plans to sell off a smaller public radio station in Rhode Island. According to documents obtained by NPR, WBUR has a deficit of $12.4 million, more than half its operating budget. Boston University, which oversees the station, is investigating allegations of patronage and improper conduct. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In the world of public radio, WBUR is known as one of the biggest, best, and most visionary stations in the country. Since 1979, Jane Christo has been at its helm as the general manager. But over the years, frustrations over alleged mismanagement at the station have been simmering beneath the surface, and the incident involving BUR's Rhode Island sister station has now sent them boiling over. And that's led to a chain of events that have brought Christo's resignation. Last week in Rhode Island, a group of donors gathered in the offices above the small Rhode Island station WRNI. They were still reeling from a meeting with Jane Christo, where she told them that RNI was up for sale with a professional broker. Dominic Verisco is the treasurer of the Foundation for Ocean State Public Radio, which helped create WRNI, the first public radio station in Rhode Island, by raising more than $3 million.
We're just outraged, and it is a very, very sudden and unexpected divorce. Many of us were involved on day one, and all of us contributed generously.
For weeks afterwards, WBUR officials insisted that selling the station was their plan all along to let the community take it over. They insisted that the sale was not the result of budget problems. But the funders from Rhode Island didn't believe that. They made calls to the state attorney general and the governor, who got Boston University to delay the sale. And the AG requested a long list of financial documents from WBUR. About that time, BUR was acknowledging some modest deficits without giving a specific number. Jay Clayton is a marketing specialist for WBUR.
WBUR has had some deficits in recent fiscal years, primarily because of the expected investment that we would need to make to launch WRNI.
But yesterday, NPR obtained audited financial statements that WBUR files with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They show that by June of 2003, the station had built up a deficit of $12.4 million, more than half its operating budget. Neither WBUR nor BU will comment on those numbers. In addition to the budget issues, last week, an anonymous disgruntled BUR employee wrote a letter to top officials at Boston University alleging a broad range of misconduct within the station. Sources who have seen the letter say it alleges more than 20 patronage jobs. It says Jane Christo has hired friends and family members. It also alleges that Christo has been steering business to companies where her stepson, Jeff Christo, has worked.
He brought the work with him, and he took it when he left.
Fred Leifert is the CEO and founder of Puritan Press, where he says Jeff Christo worked from 1994 to 2000. He says Puritan did most of the direct mail printing work for WBUR's fundraising mailings, totaling upwards of $200,000 a year. He says when Jeff Christo moved on to work for another print company, BUR's print business moved on with him.
When he left and took the business with him, well, we had to feel immediately that there was a family patronage thing going on.
The letter also raises questions about a large number of Albanian immigrants who are on staff at the station. It questions whether some are family members of Jane Christo's husband, who runs a nonprofit providing a range of services for Albanian immigrants. The letter also alleges that the station mishandled federal grant money it received to train international journalists. NPR has made numerous attempts by phone, in person, and in writing to speak to Jane Christo and senior BU officials. Christo released a statement saying the allegations against her are baseless. The university, in a statement, thanked Jane Christo for her many accomplishments, but BU is not commenting on the allegations pending an internal investigation. The Massachusetts Attorney General has also been looking into the matter. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.